Welcome. A good question to always be asking, how can you feel more joy and how can you do it based on science? And you may have heard this before. It's called counterfactual thinking. People have a tendency to compare their state of the world and what happens to them with what could have been. And the term for that is counterfactual thinking. It's very common in photos of Olympic medalists on the medal stand. The bronze medal winners are almost always happier than the silver medal winners. Silver medal winner is thinking, I could have been first. The bronze medal winner is thinking, I could have been fourth. The lead author of this study said, we found that bronze medalists tended to have more of the genuine smiles known as Duchenne smiles. These are smiles that involve not only the smiling muscle that pulls the lip corners up, but also the muscle around the eyes, which lifts the cheeks, narrows the eyelids, and produces crow's feet wrinkles. Most silver medalists did not smile at all, having just lost their match. Again, we are always comparing ourselves to others, and that diminishes our joy. And part of that includes making comparisons to our former selves, our former state of affairs, a former chapter in our lives. We're seeing it right now. So many people are starting to refer to life before the pandemic as BP and after the pandemic as AP. If you're constantly comparing right now to your life before the pandemic, you're setting yourself up to be one of those silver medalists. It's so easy to say to ourselves, gosh, before the pandemic, you were doing so good. And now look how much has changed. Again, the science tells us that's a very difficult way to live. Can you come to life after the pandemic with a fresh start? Remember, we're all in this together. It's not like some people out there did not go through this. Last night, I saw an interview with Bill Gates. And remember, Bill Gates predicted this pandemic many years ago. He saw it coming, gave a whole TED talk about it. So last night in this interview, Bill Gates said the economy is going to take quite a while to recover. And the interviewer said to him, well, I don't know. It seems like the stock market is doing quite well, all things considered. And Bill Gates responded, maybe right now, because the tech companies are reaping the benefits of so much business activity being forced to shift to digital. But ultimately, even the tech companies will feel the impact of a sluggish economy. Nobody is immune. Again, we are all in this together. And of course, there will be things that were easier, more abundant, more convenient in the world before the pandemic. So we need to exercise this skill of not looking back. Let it go. Can you, will you, start fresh? Take a moment to get more comfortable. Release and remove what you're holding on to from the past, even though you want so badly to take it into the future. I love that mantra from Michael Singer, living in a state of surrender. Living in a state of surrender. In those moments when you're flinching and reaching for the old ways, and all of us will be doing that constantly, living in a state of surrender. Beginnings require endings. Let it be. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate on a fresh start. Quietly repeating, living in a state of surrender. Living in a state of surrender. your attention wandered, living in a state of surrender. Comparing yourself to others, comparing yourself to your former self, diminishes your joy. Just look at the metal stand. You'd think silver would be better than bronze. But bronze is saying, I could have been fourth. Silver is saying, I could have been first. The happiness comes from celebrating where you're at. We are all in this together. And there will be things that were easier, more abundant, more convenient in the world before the pandemic. So can you build the strength and not look back? Let it go. Can you? Will you start fresh? In those moments when you're flinching and reaching for the old ways, living in a state of surrender. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.